everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the zesty bestie on Big Brother, BTS versus the Grammys, Jacob Tremblay as the Unabomber, plus we celebrate 26 years of the Baja Men asking, who let the dogs out? Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello, my little zesty bestie.
You're going to go there right off the jump?
I'm going to go there right off the jump, mama. Are we allowed you to call each other faggot?
You will not convince me that I know Gen Z says zesty as their way of saying fruity, of their way of saying F slur.
It's a little bit more than fruity. Yeah, it's like fag.
A straight man calling a gay man on national TV zesty don't sit right with me. And people will probably tell me otherwise.
You know, we are talking about Big Brother. We are talking about there's a supposed MAGA type of God fearing MMA fighter who just waged war on the only queer, I think, in the house.
Yeah,
and
that's what they're saying.
And in the moment of throwing him to the wolves, he called him a zesty bestie on live TV. Well, yeah, it didn't sit right with me. And then I went on Twitter and I said, let me see what the people are saying. And everyone said the same thing. I said, okay, well, my sirens went off for a reason.
Yeah, they kicked a guy out two seasons ago for saying the N-word with an A on the end of it. And this sits right around that area for me.
Okay, well, that's not quite there at all for me. That's crazy.
I think it's in a world where they're trying to say don't be bullying people for their personal things. I stand by that was his way of saying F slur.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? If we're able to say it on the podcast, and then I don't think it's equivalent to things that we have to say a letter for. But yeah, I understand.
I said F slur. Okay. My good sir.
All right.
Well,
I don't know what's going to happen because we haven't seen what happens because we're recording this before the elimination. But I'm praying. For Selena,
and I've lit my candles. I've got my prayer circle going.
I did appreciate the I don't get no sleep because of y'all. Y'all not getting no sleep because of me. Ification of Big Brother.
That's reheated nachos that have been reheated twice.
Okay, well the
on Big Brother alone.
How many times can you reheat nachos?
The cheese is gonna start sticking to the plate, and you're gonna have to like really get it off good,
honey. I always get it off good, honey.
Well,
when Devin said reheating Evil Dick's nachos and who else's nachos,
he was fed that line.
I know. But then I thought maybe not, because somebody posted a picture of a tweet of him replying to Evil Dick in 2020. So I'm like, maybe Devin knows his stuff.
I don't know. This Big Brother has lost the plot for me. They're all just being fed stupid lines in the DR. I feel like nobody has an original thought. Yeah, I feel like, no, are you kidding? Now that Big Brother is airing, my entire TikTok algorithm has turned into live feed clips that they're not showing on TV, but also old school diary room sessions. And it's like people would be slunched over, hunched over, people would be crying, people just saying whatever the fuck comes to their mind. Now they're all doing puns and saying, oh, the collapse of Rome, wink wink.
This is not new.
That's an excellent hat, wink wink.
We have had production feeding lines for a very long time.
Whatever Yash said in last night's episode was so fed to him. I'm like, ugh.
It's whatever. I mean, I'm just gonna be sad if the boot order so far has been the three most interesting or I don't know if fun is the word, but like fun people that would could exist in the house. The people that I was like, okay, well, they're at least giving something. Meanwhile, we still got some people in the house that are kind of like, have you had a single moment in the diary room? Have you commented on anything happening? Have you had any screen time whatsoever?
No, because you win modern day Big Brother by laying low until the jury. You do nothing. You go along to get along. You vote with the house. Don't even get me started. Lyric all can't even vote for her boyfriend to stay because it looks bad. I'm like,
I hate that.
Gone off the rails.
I have to say one of the worst things about new Big Brother is the thought that everyone has to have a unanimous vote or else. It's like, whatever happened to doing what you want? Like
the cult mindset drives me nuts.
Are you watching the commercials between all the Big Brother episodes? Because
probably not.
There is one that reminds me of you every time. It's a woman screaming and she goes, "Did you not watch the latest season of The Challenge?"
No.
Oh,
I haven't seen that.
It says it's a commercial for The Challenge, Cutthroat, whatever the fuck. And it starts with a woman, I don't know who she is, and she's screaming, "Did you not watch the latest season of The Challenge?"
Well, that's also a show of mine that's jumped the shark. Baby, have I aged out of these?
Yes.
Because don't even get me started on how they have ruined Project Runway. And I finally found my people on TikTok. Everybody in agreement, they have ruined Project Runway. The show is not about fashion. It's just manufactured drama. It's just like a reality TV setting to host stupid drama.
All of it is just a pretense to have commercials. So let's just get one thing straight. They don't care about anything other than keep the eyes on the TV so that the commercials get seen. So, like, is it going to be your optimized version of the search for the next best designer? No. Or is it going to be manufactured drama and stunt casting so that you tune in and continue to tune in? Yes.
Then they care so much. They care so little about the actual contestants that they want the editors to be more of a character than them. Every single time somebody's doing a confessional, you know how it usually has like their name and age and their job title or whatever. Every time someone on Project Runway, this has been two seasons now, every time someone's sitting there, it's like changing at the bottom to be like a pun or a quip or something off of what they're saying to like further stress what they're talking about.
Well,
and it changes,
you know,
like
I actually love it.
Watch one episode.
I'll be watching old seasons of like Drag Race, and when the hashtag pops up and says hashtag match them shoulders to them hips, I'm sat seated and sat. I'm like, you know what, let me use that hashtag. They're right. Yes.
Do they match the hips?
Do them shoulders match them hips? That's a great pregunta.
Well, it's been ruined. Project Runway has jumped the shark or whatever they say. I might have to be done watching.
You know who else is jumping the shark?
Who?
The Grammys.
Why? What'd they do?
Girl. Okay, so this year they are starting a new category. And you know what? I don't even have it up.
Called Celebrity Podcast?
No. They're doing a new category for like Asian-focused music. Just like when Beyonce won whatever and they said, no, we're going to have a new category for that. And then when, who else? Santana won and they said, no. And the next year they said, we're going to have a new category for that. They, in this year, BTS is like, you know what? We're not going to be relegated to your off main topic category. Because you want traditional, you know, artists to be winning those categories.
Because you want the pop girlies to snag those categories.
Right.
Okay.
But then I saw...
They boycotting?
They're boycotting, yes. They said they're not... BTS said they're not submitting for their new categories or whatever. Or any categories, I think. Just because they were like, no, we're not going to play this game.
Damn.
Yes. Well, saw the Grammys responded and they were like, well, you can still like it's not mutually exclusive. We want to celebrate that category specifically, but you can also submit for all of the main categories. I wonder if it's true that like if it would detract from their ability to be part of the main categories of the, you know, like album of the year, yeah, record of the year, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's what I always think is funny anyways, because now it's like I feel like with record of the year and album of the year, they try to do one from each genre to be representative as the whole. But then it's like painful to sit there and watch, because then it's like you already know the country album that's nominated for best album of the year is going to win best country album. Like,
yes,
it feels a little deflated when we have to watch them do that.
Also, it feels a little weird that like, okay, so you're relegating an entire continent of music that is certainly not a monolith, that is certainly like has a lot of variation to it, to like Asian music. Or same with, I think they have like an African music category. And it's like, you don't hear, if you are European or American, they're not saying European. They're not saying, that's just the default to them. So, I mean, I get the point of like, it's feeling a little racist anytime you have a successful non-white artist or group and you want to relegate them to somewhere else so that your, you know, precious darlings can get the big prize.
Yeah, what does Beyonce say? Genres are a little...
I don't think she said that.
Yes, in her one song, she's all genres are music to pigeonhole the genre. What is a genre anyway?
I don't know.
You aren't familiar with that? You aren't familiar with that one off Cowboy Carter?
I am. I'm familiar. Yes.
Well.
Oh my gosh. Did you hear about the song of the summer?
No.
Well, apparently they have deemed there is a song of the summer. I feel like we've gone a few summers without a song.
They always, Billboard has a song of the summer chart every year.
No. This has been officially declared because we have a new longest running solo female song, non-holiday record.
Choosing Texas.
I was like, who's choosing Texas? It wasn't me. It wasn't. I see a million posts being like, like this post if you've never heard this song. Everyone.
Oh, well, it's very big. What are you talking about? It's been number one for like weeks.
I know. So why is that? What's happening? Because like nobody's heard it.
People are choosing Texas. What do you mean?
I guess Ella Langley. I asked my sister and brother-in-law. I said, if you were to go to a concert tomorrow, who would you want to go to? And my brother-in-law said, Ella Langley. I said, now who the hell is that?
There you go. I said,
name one song. He said, Choosing Texas. And then lo and behold, a week later, I see all the news about Choosing Texas. I'm like, damn, there's a whole other world out there.
Yeah, song of the summer chart history.
Yes.
Did you know they've got a whole thing?
Who was the song of the summer 26 years ago?
26 years ago in the year 2000?
Hold 26 on, I've got years it ago. Because I just saw what song just turned 26.
A banger.
Who is it?
Bent by Matchbox 20.
Oh. That was not what I was going toward.
Love that song, by the way.
Well, you know what song just turned 26?
It's Gonna Be Me.
Nope.
Doesn't really matter.
I mean, probably all of these songs just turned 26. If you're looking at a list of songs from 26 years
ago. Yes. Yeah, I'm picking songs from the year 2000 Song of the Summer list.
Well, the song that I'm referencing that just turned 26, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, really?
A classic. And you know what? A lot of people don't know. They gotta know. The Baja Men. That was crazy. It was actually kind of mean. Do you know what the Who Let the Dogs Out was about?
We've talked about this. We've talked about this.
Well, can we bring that back? When you see an ugly,
you've brought up the Baja Men. I can vividly remember sitting in the studio in LA recording an episode of this, and you going over the roster of the Baja Men, who's in, who's out, who's been around.
Yeah, well, they're kind of the Earth, Wind, and Fire of 2000. You know, the long Wikipedia of members.
Yes, yes.
What about the Baja Thems? When are we going to get the non-binary Bajas?
We're the Baja Ladies. That's who I care about.
Okay, well, these are good preguntas.
Who let the dogs out didn't even go number one.
A lot of very important songs did not go number one. So what do you want me to do about that?
I'm trying to see where it went. Trying to see U.S. Billboard. Oh, peaked at 40. That's practically bubbling under.
40 is huge. A lot of artists could dream of having a top 40 hit. What are you talking about?
It went number one in Australia. What is wrong with you people?
You people? Australians?
The Aussies and New Zealands. It went number one for the Kiwis too. Okay, real talk. Do you ever get tired of staring into your refrigerator like it's gonna magically rearrange itself into a meal? Like, maybe if I squint hard enough at a jar of pickles and that block of cheese, dinner's just going to appear? Well, I've tried and it doesn't. Every night at 6 o'clock, it's the same horror movie. I open the fridge, the light hits my face, and I'm standing there like, what is a well-balanced dinner and why don't I have the ingredients to make one? Well, enter Omaha Steaks, my new go-to girl, my freezer hero, the reason I no longer negotiate with empty refrigerators. With Omaha Steaks, I keep my freezer stocked with restaurant-quality protein, and dinner is handled in minutes. We're talking tender steaks, flavorful burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all delivered straight to my door. And as a butcher's boy, let me just say, this is some of the best quality meat I have ever tasted, period. It's like having a butcher living in your house serving up steakhouse quality meat without the steakhouse prices. And yes, frozen delivery can be this good. Omaha Steaks ages their beef meticulously and vacuum seals everything individually so it ships nationwide, arrives frozen, and is ready to grill, sear, or roast with almost zero effort. There is no stress and no more 6 p.m. refrigerator standoffs. You can try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Y'all know I have been absolutely crushing my reading goal this year, and boy, do I have a book for you that you should be putting on your summer reading list. What happens when your new summer job comes with a seriously hot cowboy boss? One who's completely off limits? Well, let me tell you about a book I've been reading called Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose, which is part of the Crimson Ridge series. In it, Sage heads to a remote Montana ranch expecting hard work and fresh air, not a former Pro Bowl rider with ocean blue eyes, a legendary mustache, and a wedding band on his finger. It's boss versus employee, forced proximity, and enough forbidden chemistry to set the whole ranch on fire. If you're obsessed with Lila Sage, Elsie Silver, Bailey Hanna, this is your next binge-worthy cowboy romance. It's so good and juicy, I simply couldn't put it down. You can find Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose available now wherever books are sold in print and an ebook. And you can check out Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. That's Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. Now let's get back to the babble.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. August is the perfect time to hit reset before the autumn rush begins. And honestly, I can't think of a better place to start than my closet. That's why I love shopping at Quince. Quince is all about fewer, better pieces. Their clothes are made with premium materials built to last and designed to become the ones you reach for day after day. Quince specializes in everyday staples that work harder, like their ultra-soft organic cotton tees and premium Mongolian cashmere sweaters. They're versatile, they're timeless, they transition seamlessly from a casual workday to dinner out. And if you're still hanging on to the same worn-out basics, Quince makes it easy to upgrade. They have premium denim and tailored chinos from just $60 with the kind of perfect fit, structure, and high-quality fabrics that you would expect from a luxury designer brand. And everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for high quality but not brand markup. And they don't have just clothes. I love Quince, especially right now. I feel like I was overdue for just some nice, reliable travel stuff. Like if you need a new toiletry bag, if you need new cases for your phone or straps for your phone or a case for your passport holder, like all that stuff. If you're looking for something nice for if you want to travel, but your stuff is kind of falling apart, they got that stuff too. They also have bedding and sheets. If it's time for that kind of replacement, they have everything. So not just clothes, but things you might need in your everyday life. They've got you covered. And trust me, I think you're going to like what you find. If you're looking for that type of stuff, or if you're looking for anything, perfect gifts for you or yourself or for somebody in your life, they have you covered. Personally, I have been loving these new linen pants that I got from Quince. If you know me, it's like summer is it's sweaty and I'm not trying to sweat. So finding something that's light, but also high quality can be challenging. So if you're looking for like nice linens, honey, this is the place to go. So it's time to upgrade your everyday. Go to quince.com/babble for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's quince.com/babble, B-A-B-B-L-E, for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babble. Thank you so much, Quince, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the drama.
Are we watching Australia versus the world, honey?
I did. I watched Australia versus the world. I'm watching Canada. I saw the countdown for UK coming in August.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
I'm watching.
Okay.
Well, I'll feel a little spoiled because I just had who I wanted to win All-Stars 11. So it's
not
like,
you saying, when I win.
That's yes. I feel a little greedy saying that I want someone to win Canada or win Down Under.
I'm open-minded to who can win. Losing is the new winning. And so you don't have to win to have the moment. A lot of seasons are not about the winner. So
did you watch Australia Down Under?
I don't know if I'm all caught up. There's only been one episode. Then I'm all caught up. Good for Michelle. I love Michelle. I think.
Didn't you hear?
I didn't like all the AI.
The million moms are after her.
Which million moms?
The Republican ones.
They're still around. They certainly must be down to like 800,000. They've got to be dying out.
They're mad that she did a prep commercial.
Honey, girl. No.
Do you feel like Art Simone is the Morgan McMichaels of Drag Race Down Under?
I hear it. I see it. I feel it. I understand.
Right?
Yep. Sure.
Right. I think probably very talented, very like well-known in the scene, but I just don't know if she's like technically good at Drag Race.
Oop. Well, you know what? As soon as she reminded me that she randomly came back to season one with no explanation, it pissed me off all over again. I'm like, you would have done better to not remind me. I wouldn't have remembered. I had already forgotten.
I've had that chip on my shoulder for a few years.
Yeah, that was kind of when Australia lost me, to be honest.
Well, I'll be watching. If there's drag and it's coming out on a Thursday or a Friday, I'm going to be watching it Friday after work.
They definitely lost me with the opening shot of the series when they showed the AI creation of Michelle Visage.
Did I miss that? Did we fast forward past that?
They opened with that, and then they showed like AI images of all the queens that have won, and it's just like you're cheap and you're tacky and you should be above this, and you should be celebrating art, and you should commission a photographer to take a picture of your winner. Like, what are you doing? Commission a photographer to take a picture of your host. What are you doing?
I mean, it's sure not helping beat the accusations of the AI on Stop That Train.
I do like that if you win a versus the world, you're the queen of the mother tucking world. So does that title just get transferred continent to continent?
Well, has there been a versus the world aired since All Stars International or whatever they called it? Global All Stars? Has Alyssa been reigning for all that time?
Yes, but she's the queen of the mother-tucking universe, I think.
Got it.
Not to be confused with Queen of the Universe? Was that the TV show where they sang?
I don't know. I just really remember you tried pushing that down my throat, and then I was mad that I watched it.
I'm loving Raven on Down Under versus the World. I think anybody that has a problem with Raven being there is stupid and boring. Why can't she compete?
Will she be? We've only watched one episode. Will she be there at the end of episode two?
Why not? Yes, I hope so. Come on.
I still think something's afoot. Who was Michelle calling? who did Michelle dial in at the end of episode one?
I don't know.
The million moms?
I don't think so, 800,000 moms.
I don't know. The AI photographer?
Maybe she called RuPaul. I don't know. Who do you think she called?
And said what? Come collect your makeup artist?
I think she just said, hey, girl, miss you, love you, boots.
How did you feel about... I don't know. I'm glad she's there. I've always been a Raven fan, but I think she's very talented, but I just thought it was weird also. Like, how does it feel to stand up there and have all the other girls when Michelle specifically calls out that she thought Raven should have been in the top? You know what I mean?
She didn't say her. The editing said her, but like,
we all read between the lines.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I think she should have been in the top. I think that was a false judgment, not a thing that Raven did wrong.
Yeah, I thought the judging was a little off in general, but
it's whatever.
I'm not a judge.
I'm just there to have fun, so whatever.
It's all there just to make a makeup commercial for Norvina either way.
Hell yeah.
Who's got the new palette?
It's coming.
My new palette is dropping.
And what would be on your palette?
I don't know. I haven't done the color.
Are you a summer?
Yes. Yes, I haven't done that, though I would love.
Okay. Well,
I wonder if you and I could go to USA somewhere to get color blocked.
Hey, USA? You mean just like a trip?
Well, for our series.
Okay, sure. Oh my God. Hey, shout out to This Might Get Weird girlies. I saw you got a ribbon. No spoilers, but you know how they do their tablescaping?
Yeah, they got a ribbon this year?
Well, last year they didn't get a ribbon, I don't think. But this year, spoiler, they got a ribbon. Best use of color.
Wow. That's actually, I would love to have to be able to tell people I got that ribbon of all ribbons.
Corey, are you familiar with the results of this year? Do you know what happened?
No, I'm spoiler free. You know that.
Do you want to know? Because you're about to be gagged.
Yes. I don't even know what the theme was.
There were multiple themes. One of the themes that I know was you're about to start your adventure. The adventure starts now or something like that. And then
another theme tour.
And then another theme was Route 66, which it's kind of like, okay.
You say route or route?
Girl, who knows? Route 60. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, guess who entered and won the entire competition?
for the tablescaping.
Yes, yes. The well, I only one, know the only Nathan, who we both know and love, entered.
He won the tablescaping.
He won every category number
that
one.
He entered.
Yeah, he won like best in show, number one, whatever the hell. I'm unsurprised. If you don't know who I'm talking about, Nathan and I worked together for a long time. He would help with like content in every way and helped make videos and blah, blah, blah when I was like full-time YouTube. And still is very creative in a lot of ways. And so for him to enter the tablescaping, this was his first time doing it. And his category was the Route 66. And he made his... girl, he did his Cars Disney Pixar tribute moment, and it was a gag and a half, and they were gagged, and they gave him all the ribbons.
No, I thought he was getting into the bring in your mask collection category, because I saw his
no, you mean yes, the what I wanted to do this year, but it really escaped me to try to sit down and figure out that application. I said, you know what? I can't do this right now. I'm a little booked and busy. I want to do that next year, the collection category, because I don't know what I'm going to submit. Maybe my collection of Bobs, maybe my collection of bongs, maybe my collection of salt and peppers.
Do you have a collection of Bobs?
Oh, yes. You never seen my Bob collection? Not Minion.
Oh, yeah. Here I see. Grace Helbig, best use of color.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yes. Yes. So feel free to text them, say, congratulations, my women of color. You did it. Don't say that. You can't. Well, you could, but.
I'm trying to find Nathan on this list. There sure are a lot of categories. There's a teen category.
He's not there.
No. I'm looking for Route 66. Well, I don't see it, but I found Grace's name. Good for her.
But not wow. good for Nathan? Or
well, yeah, good for everyone involved.
Okay, there you go.
What do you win?
Ribbons. Bragging rights.
Ribbons. No cash. Got it.
Maybe cash, I don't know.
Get your kids to Route 66.
I don't know.
Oh, damn. Rectangle table winner. Oh, maybe it's under Nathan's boyfriend's name, because you know you can only have one person dressing the table or whatever.
I don't know.
Damn. Wow. Oh my god, where would you hang your ribbon?
Probably in my office. probably over in my office. Where would you hang your ribbon, sister?
Damn. I would actually turn my ribbon into a necklace, and I would wear it out and about quite regularly.
Okay. Yeah. Or a brooch.
Or, you know, sometimes when you swoop your bangs to one side and you have like a clip.
You could use it as a pad. You could, it's kind of shaped. Is it not shaped kind of padular?
I don't want to use my ribbon as a pad.
I don't know what people are doing these days nowadays, but
it feels very scratchy. I would have to think.
Well, sometimes you got to scratch. Itchy, scritchy. I got big news for our Jacob Tremblay fans.
Oh, mostly just me.
The Unabomber is sat.
He's cast as the Unabomber?
Yep. He's the Unabomber. What was... Okay, I'm gonna... Is it wrong for me to not know really the story of the Unabomber? Or is this why we have what's coming? Unabomber, starring Jacob Tremblay.
A lot happens every day. Social media makes sure we all know about it. We know about every tragedy, every heartbreak, every corruption. So no, it's not. Some people's brains aren't as wrinkled as others.
Preach, teach, screech.
So the Unabomber.
Yeah.
He was out there mailing bombs to people.
Oh my God.
From and staying in a cabin in the woods.
Okay.
Is what I think. I think he mailed some bombs about.
Okay.
His name was Ted.
Yes. Ted Kaczynski.
Yes.
Well,
he killed people by mailing bombs.
I don't like that. Don't do that. Stop.
I agree.
Stop that. Don't.
Okay, so when's the movie coming out?
September 25th on Netflix.
Oh, straight to Netflix.
Straight to Netflix.
Damn, they have, on his Wikipedia page, they have a whole, I do love a chart on a Wikipedia page. First of all, like, I love when I go to Billboard and I can sort by, like, music and stuff. This has bombings carried out by Ted, date, state, location, whether or not the bomb detonated, and the victims, and their injuries.
It's giving Dragpedia when I look up like a season of Drag Race, and it's like, okay, you got the stats locked, loaded.
Yes, you. When you're over at the Tyler Oakley Awards and Awards Wiki, and it says nominated or won, and it's like highlighted in green if you won.
Sure.
They've got that for the bomb chart, but green is diffused.
Okay, and what's not diffused? What's blow up? Red?
Red.
Oh, no.
It says, John Harris opened the bomb. It detonated, yes. Injuries, minor cuts and burns.
Okay. I don't want any bad news, so no more sadness. Don't tell me.
Talk about sad. I saw a TikTok this morning of a mother duck.
Okay.
Crossing a street with her ducklings.
Was it AI? And,
no. And they had to jump up the little curb. Can you picture it?
Uh-huh.
The last little duck, who's probably the runt, not being able to make to jump up the curb. And guess what?
What?
A crow flew down and snatched that duck.
Yoink.
I was gagged. I thought a car or something. I did never expected a crow to swoop down. Who knew crow eat baby duck?
Well, this is nature, honey. You know, like, the run of the litter should not be spreading its genes downward. Okay,
you should have seen the mama duck when she turned around. Like, I done told you to keep up, and now look,
the duck was gagged.
Your crow breakfast,
and it could happen to you. Yeah. No, you got to be careful. I'm scared of birds swooping down and getting crouton, but crouton's pretty heavy. A baby duck, very grabbable.
How do you feel about that? Like, you know, little dogs. I feel like I always saw in LA little dogs and they wear those like spike vests.
Mm-hmm. You have to. Coyotes.
Ugh. Yeah. How do you feel about that? Would you ever put one on crouton?
It's giving
a little bit. I think those vests for dogs give a little bit Chromatica era.
Sure. Yeah. And often they are neon. So yes.
Right. I whenever I see one, I think, oh, kindness punk. But I also just think, I get that it's for safety, but I feel like I would accidentally poke myself.
Mm. Well, you know, I do fear if I had to pick the dog up, it would be kind of challenging with the spikes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
I saw. I guess I just see animal TikToks now. I saw a big dog trying to attack a big dog off leash, trying to attack a little dog. And the guy was trying to scoop it up on the leash, but it was like dangling like a yo-yo.
Sometimes you have to do that. Honestly, and if it's between that and the like, you know, the fangs going in, it's like, okay, well, you're going to be dangling for a second. But while I,
well, baby, she couldn't pull it in fast enough. So she started just spinning. And it was really creating a tetherball sort of effect with the little dog. But I will say it was working. It was keeping the big dog away. But when that dog was just spinning, it was giving more swing rides at the carnival.
Okay. Okay. Well,
have you ever done that with croutons just for fun?
Yes. And I know exactly what you're talking about. So I would do it. I would do it again. And not with crouton. No, I wouldn't do. Are you saying have I done that to crouton? I thought you were asking if I've rode the ride. I've ridden the ride. I have not done it to crouton.
Have you swung crouton about while he dangled like a yo-yo at the end of the string?
No. That's not part of my gig.
He's kind of thick and bigger. I don't think he would work really well with that.
Yeah, I agree. Are you familiar? Sorry, I know we got to wrap it up, but I do have a recommendation if you're looking for a new favorite person to follow on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Patty Miller.
Okay, I-E or Y?
P-A-T-T-Y M-I-L-L-E-R. Patty Zapp. F.E. Miller. I don't know. 200,000 followers. She's 57. She loves the 80s and she loves to cook. Her Cash App is listed. Anyway, every night she lists what's for dinner. She shows her dinner every night. You don't know this woman? You never seen her talking about corn on the cob, off the cob, corn on the bob, off the bob?
No, I don't get that sort of content.
Okay, well, I need you to lock in on this because you need to invest now before she blows up. She's my new favorite vlogger.
Before
maybe.
She blows up. Is she mother of the year? Breakout star of the year?
Maybe. Oh, my
for
God.
Me?
Not before she blows up. Hashtag Jacob Tremblay as the Unabomber. No. Okay. Anyway, okay, go watch one of her corn on the cob off the bobs and get into go to her most popular videos and watch her recipes. You will feel like you are at home in Michigan. You're going to understand it immediately. She's always got her favorite fork. She's always got her big red. She always has two slabs of bread. She's always got corn on the cob off the bob.
Did you guys have like a slice of bread and butter as like a side dish growing
Absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like
and
a good
so
old
when
white
she
bread.
Shows when she shows her meals, it's very like, okay, this was how I was raised. This is my culture. A lot of people say white people don't have culture. Go look up Patty Miller on TikTok and then we'll talk.
You can take the boy out of Michigan, but you can't take the Michigan out of the boy.
Right. All okay. Right. Well, that's it.
That's it. Where can people find you?
You can find me, honestly, you can find me just doing a deep dive of Patty Miller. I scrolled as far back as I could, and I was scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I thought, certainly I've made it to, like, the aughts. No, I was still in 2025. I think she posts every meal, maybe. She posts every meal and what she's eating for every meal.
Well, listen, the content creation, monetization.
And it works. She's
evaporation.
She's gone from bubbling under to bubbling over. She's here.
All right. Well, maybe I'll dabble. Well, my phone's listening to me, so I'm sure she'll pop up on my screen this afternoon.
Patty Miller. Where can people find you?
You can find me changing my ribbon pad.
Oh. Oh.
Gotta log off. And
Corey,
time.
May I
it's
just
time.
Say, best use of color.
You're welcome.